This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and this is Jared Houle in place of my grandmother, my Mimi Billy Brim, who is in Israel, and we're on our second week with a wonderful gift to the body, a revivalist, international revivalist, Josh Radford, and we are on the our second week together, just speaking about the not just the initial infilling of the Spirit, but the being filled, the Holy Spirit, a continual feeling, a filling of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. And so, thank you first for tuning in, as we know that your time is important, and we know that the Father's will be done, and that what the ears that need to be here, that they hear in Jesus' name, and that the Spirit will be speaking to you through myself, through Josh, in the name of Jesus. Josh, if you just feel free, go ahead. I know you had a few things you're wanting to share, brother.
Yeah, we are so glad. I'm so glad to be here again, sitting here at Prayer Mountain recording this and being with you on the radio broadcast and the Oasis Network. It's such an honor to be here sitting in for Billy Brim. And what a honor it is to talk about the precious Holy Ghost. Oh, wow, what a wonderful subject that is, and how precious he is to me. And best friend, the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You know, the Lord spoke to me about a year ago and was just dealing with me in a prayer time that he wanted me to let the church know and let his people know. He said, I'm the Father. I'm the Father, and we are Holy Ghost people. You know, he calls his family, his beloved, that's you and me, he calls all of us Holy Ghost people. We're Holy Ghost people. Amen. You know, Amen. The Holy Ghost is God on the earth today, and he's God in us.
Right.
So he's on the earth in a corporate sense.
Right.
But he's in us on a personal and an individual sense.
That's right.
And he wants to dwell with every believer and dwell in every believer and be in every single church. And he wants us to know what that is. What is it to be filled with the Holy Ghost? What does that mean? What do we believe as Holy Ghost people? Who are we as Holy Ghost people?
Yeah.
What are the things and characteristics and really the traits of Holy Ghost people? Well, let me just read this scripture for you real quick, because Holy Ghost people are filled to overflowing. They are intoxicated, really possessed by the Holy Spirit. First of all, you know, it's Acts chapter 2. I'm going to start reading in verse 12. So they were all amazed. Those are the people at Jerusalem when initially the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they came out to on the street speaking in other tongues. They said they were all amazed. The people were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What could this mean? What is this?" Others, they were mocking. They said, "They are full of new wine. They're drunk." But Peter, in verse 14, said, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, 'Men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days, says God, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my men servants and my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth, beneath, and blood and fire and vapors of smoke, and sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming and the great and the awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that those whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Wow. Amen, amen,
what
amen,
a powerful
amen.
Verse of scripture. You know, Peter said that under the inspiration
right, sure.
of the Holy Ghost. He didn't know that. He just said it by the Holy Ghost. He got full of the Holy Ghost and started to speak as the oracles of God. And it was a powerful, powerful thing. And what I love about this scripture, it says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Who's all flesh? Everybody. Everybody. That means, what that means is that God is no respecter of person. That means we're all included. We all can be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We all can have His supernatural power running through our bodies. It's not just for the elect or for the few or for just the fivefold ministry or just the preacher or the pastor.
Yeah,
no,
seriously.
It's for every individual
right.
believer. Everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord can have the fullness of the Holy Spirit inside of them. He's going to pour out His spirit on all flesh. And I love this. He includes not only the old, but the young.
Yes.
Every single age group, from the littlest to the from the little 9-year-old kid to the person that's 99.
That's right.
Everyone, and everyone is needed and important.
That's right.
You know, the children and the teenagers, they're like the front lines. They can be the army. They can be the ones that are out there. They've got energy. They've got all those things. And the elders, oh, they're pillars. They can be pillars full of the fire and imparting to the youngers. And that's the way it's supposed to be. The younger and the elder generation coming together.
Yes.
You know, that just reminds me that when I was here for the very first time at Prayer Mountain a number of years ago, Lord gave me a prophetic word. And the glory of God really filled the whole auditorium here at Prayer Mountain.
Yes.
As I released it, and that word was that the Lord is going to bring the elder and the younger generation together like two rivers meeting. And when the elder meet with the younger, there's going to be a flood of the glory of God on the earth.
Mm.
And I'm telling you right now, body, I'm telling
That's
you
right.
right now, church, that when we come together, when we come together, there's a move. The move of the Holy Spirit moves smoothly through the church. And He wants to bring us together in unity. And I like to say this, the Holy Ghost is the glue that sticks the body together. You know, a lot of people, one of the things that they're trying to do to bring unity to the body is exclude the Holy Ghost. They're like, listen, we want to have unity, so what we'll do is we're not going to pray in tongues and we're not going to do anything crazy. We're not going to lay hands because we all want to be unified. Well, I'm telling you right now, you cannot have unity without the person of the Holy Ghost. Really, revival brings unity. What will happen to these apostles? What happened to the disciples here? It said they were in one accord.
Right.
How? They were in one accord by the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost shows up, He gets people in one accord. You know, out there, if you've been touched with revival, you've been touched by the Holy Ghost, there is a camaraderie with others that have been touched with that. There's an automatic unifying together. Why? Is because that is the job of the Holy Ghost, to unify the body of Christ together. So instead of putting the Holy Ghost on the sidelines, we need to invite Him in to everything that we're doing, and He will unify the body here in the last days. Say this with me. I am Holy Ghost people.
I am.
We are Holy Ghost people.
We are Holy Ghost people.
You know, He wants to, first of all, when we're talking about Holy Ghost people, we want everybody to know that it's available. The Holy Spirit is available for all ages. Every person from every culture, creed, no matter who you are, from every denomination, you're all welcome to receive of the Holy Ghost. In Corinthians, it says that we are all called to drink of one Spirit. We're all called
Amen.
To this, every single one of us.
You know, my sister, everyone knows Hannah, she's been praying and on fire since she's little. There's a funny story. I don't know if she's ever shared it with you guys on the radio, but she's in the car with Mimi, her and my cousin Quatesy, and Mimi kind of gets in her serious ministry mode and goes, Hannah, are you filled with the Spirit? Hannah's 7 years old. 7 years old. Powerful. And under the unction and of the Lord, she goes out and Hannah gets in the filled with the Holy Spirit, on fire, and she can't stop praying in tongues for the longest time. But she was 7 years old.
How precious is that? That's wonderful. He is available to everyone that asks. The Holy Spirit will fill up to overflowing. You know, this week we really want to talk about that, the availability of the Holy Spirit and who the Holy Spirit makes us and what we believe and what Holy Ghost people are. One of the first things that Holy Ghost people are is we are soul-winning people. We love to see people come to Jesus.
That's right.
That's our heart cry. You know, any type of media ministry or ministry over the airwaves, the number one reason that we're here, that we're coming into your house, into your car, wherever you are, is to see people born again, to see you saved. Yeah. That's the number one reason we do ministry. Anybody does ministry is to see souls saved. And Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost comes in you, he will give you a passion for the lost.
Yes.
A passion for the lost. If you don't have a passion for the lost, you need a refreshing in the Holy Ghost. You need to take another drink from the river, because that drink will give you a passion for loss. It will burn something inside of your spirit for lost people that you cannot deny. And it will push you to do everything you can to let people know that Jesus loves them, that God has a wonderful plan for their lives. And we want to just pray that prayer right now.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray for every person listening right now that they would have a passion for the lost as they are filled with your Spirit. It would push them out of their comfort zone to talk to people about Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful thing. The Holy Spirit, he doesn't reveal. He doesn't come just to talk about himself, but he comes to talk about Jesus.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is a soul winner. And when you let him speak through your mouth, I'm telling you, you'll be a soul winner. So I encourage you today, let the Holy Spirit fill you no matter how old you are. He's no respecter of person. And be a soul winner. Let the Holy Spirit move through you to win the lost. And let the passion of Jesus come out of your mouth.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We know he comes not to speak on his own initiative, but the Father. But the Father's, and directing and showing us our lives and empowering our lives. It's such a comfort to know that we have a helper. We have a helper. Have you ever tried? I've tried to go on the streets of Minneapolis and minister out of my own effort.
Yes.
But then I just like, okay, I'm done doing this. Holy Spirit, I take you and pray in tongues, just whatever I needed to do, just receive, and walked out and never, and up till then, didn't see as many people just come to the Lord and the testimonies that one time. And that's how we stay filled. We stay filled. That power, God, we thank you, Father, for that. We just thank you guys for tuning in. The time that you guys, we know that's so important that you have, and you tune in and listening. And the special gift, evangelist and revivalist, Josh Radford, we just thank you so much. It's a blessing. It means a lot to my grandmother who's in Israel. It means a lot to us. And just the connection. We know the Lord's doing some special things. If you guys want to reach out to him, he's got a really cool website, Facebook. Got some media things, a podcast, videos. If you want to share that again,
just go to revivallife.net and go to Facebook/Josh Radford Official, and you'll find out everything you want to find out about us. We love you. It's been an honor being here today.
Yeah, we thank you guys. And you remember, reach out to his ministry. Reach out to my grandmother's. Please tell us. We know that the Lord is doing some things through these broadcasts. Let us know. Reach out to our emails. Billy Brim, our contact just through website, billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org, or give us a call at 417-336-4877. And again, thank you for taking your time and listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And as my grandmother says, Shalom, Shalom.